Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Today I want to tell you a story of survival. David Latt, an attorney from New York City, husband and father of one, was infected with the coronavirus, went to the hospital, couldn't get a test, was sent home, went back, got admitted, and went on a ventilator in pretty short order. He was on the ventilator for 6 days. He was given several experimental drugs like the ones you've been hearing about in the news. And at some point, his husband told me that doctors called him and said, "It's time for us to see if David can fly on his own. Because after 6 days on a ventilator, we either need to put in a trach or he needs to come off of it." So they brought him off, and David Latt is at home today.